Bob.
Welcome to Get Married, Stay Married. This is your host, Lady T.
And I'm your co-host, Pastor Randall Crawford. Welcome, y'all.
Hi, y'all.
Hey, you.
Hi.
How you doing, baby?
I'm good.
That's good. Okay.
It's good to be back on camera.
Yes, Stillops.
Is it not?
Yes.
As you see, we are repping the Stillops.
All day.
It's nothing brand new. I personally have been a fan for over 20 years. And how about you?
Since I was born. I was born into this thing. And then, in the 80s, my brothers left when they started to suck, okay? And they never came back. One went to the Washington Redskins at the time, but now that they're the Commanders. The other one went to San Francisco 49ers because they were winning. The Commanders were winning, and one went to the Giants. But I stayed a true Stiller fan, and it's only because I didn't know no other teams. And I said, I'm going to stay right here. And I'm glad I did because we got more Super Bowls than any other team.
Yes, yes.
So we're only tied with the Patriots, and that means the Patriots are tied with us because we're the first. So this whole show today is about why we love the Steelers, why we love each other because of the Steelers, and why Steelers are so important in our life. And my kids, they're all Steeler fans from birth. They were birthed into this thing. They got Steeler stamped on their butts. So they're all Steeler fans. Die hard.
So, God, love, and football.
Yes.
Now listen, I liked football as a child. I understood it. I had a general working knowledge of it.
Mm-hmm.
But what happened was when we started dating,
yep,
he would say, okay, I have to go to work tonight. Can you watch the Steelers game for me? And I'm like, watch it without anyone like explaining stuff to me, like,
yep,
watch it by myself. He said, and then while you're watching it, put the score in my beeper. Mm-hmm. And I know we just aged ourselves. Yes, right. We had a beeper, right?
Yellow.
So I'm watching these games by myself and putting the score in his beeper, but then he's so silly because he would call. And then I'm thinking, oh, you know, I'm telling him about it. He's like, oh, I already saw it. You know, I ran into the break room every single time. And so I was like, was it a setup?
Yeah, it was.
Yes, it was a setup.
Because I had to know that she would love the Steelers just like she loves me. You know, it's very, very important to be a Steeler fan and to be in love with somebody like me. Because I'm a football guru. I love the Pittsburgh Steelers. Actually, I'm not a football guru. I'm a Steelers guru. I love the Steelers.
So here's the thing. Like, over the years, we're not as emotionally invested. We are fans. Mm-hmm. Diehard. Don't get me wrong. But when we were younger, it was pretty
intense.
You know, like, it would take us out for a week or two if we mm-hmm. lost. You know, everyone would be sad and stuff like that. But back to how he got me to love the Steelers. Like I said, I understood football. But watching the game, I was like, this team, you know, it was exciting mm-hmm. in the 90s, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, wow, I think I really like this team.
Cordell Stewart.
It probably was because I was falling in love with you.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, baby.
Yeah. So, but I mean, ladies, it is okay to have your own team if you come into the relationship with your own team. But I'm telling you to be
not.
Yes, it is. healthy rivalry is good.
That's true.
It's good. But I did not have a team. So I was like, okay, let me just see here. And I was all in. I was really emotionally invested
yes.
in the Steelers
mm-hmm.
over the course of the next 15 years. Life happened and I was like, oh, they are stressing me out. I can't take this.
You know, right.
We've had some issues.
We did.
Yeah.
We did.
But we are excited about where we are right now.
6-2.
Yes.
At the bye.
Yes.
And we're a team that comes out of the bye with a winning record. So when we play our next game against the Commanders, that means that we should get a win because we always win coming out of the bye, 80% of the time.
Okay.
And that's pretty good.
Okay.
It's pretty good.
How do you feel about Tomlin?
I love Tomlin.
Yeah.
I love his words.
You got to.
Schematically and all this other stuff. I love Tomlin. He's a great speaker. He's a great motivator. He's a player's coach.
I think
player's
so.
coach.
I think so.
And he's very intelligent.
Yes, the standard is the standard.
Yes.
And honestly, this episode being Got Love and football, before I heard him say that, that is how we live our life.
It is.
Because your home is your home. Your morals are your morals. Yep. And these are the values here, right? If you're going to come into this home, if you're already in this home living, you know, as our child, even for each other, the standard is God. That's just what it is.
Standard's the standard.
Yeah, the standard is the standard. And we are not low on that. It forces you to rise up.
Yep.
Instead of doing some fancy work to try to.
We don't like mediocre.
Yeah.
Okay? You go above and beyond always.
Yes.
No matter what.
Mediocrity is not good.
No.
And so, favorite player.
My favorite player? I have several favorite players, and I got from each decade, I guess, or whatever.
Okay.
So, starting back in the 70s when we were winning, you had Terry Bradshaw, Mingo Green, Franco Harris, and then going into the losing years, well, Starworth, Lynn Swann, then going into the losing years in the 80s, we had... Bubby Brister, we had a couple of other players, you know, that was okay. Then the 90s, we had Cordell Stewart, Greg Lloyd, Green. We had Carnell Lake, whole bunch of good players. Oh, my God. Jerome Bettis, the Bucks, just running people over. We had, then going into the 90s, you know, we had my... We had what's his name? Oh my goodness, Troy Polamalu. Okay, my number one favorite player, Troy Polamalu.
He's my favorite player.
Yes, and then you got Big Ben. Okay, we needed him, Big Ben. Okay, he was heaven sent. And then you have the wide receivers, Antonio Brown.
So you don't have a favorite player. You just...
I have favorite decades and favorite players and decades.
So my all-time favorite player is Troy Polamalu. Like, when I would watch and just watch him just run out of nowhere and just tack the sack.
Get the interception.
Like, listen, T.J. Watt, I know he's the man.
Oh, I love T.J. Watt.
Right now.
He's up there.
But Troy, I mean, I know he's probably... He idolizes him, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. He learned a lot from him. But Troy's just...
Yeah.
All-time favorite.
Troy's the bomb. And the rivalries. Yeah. The rivalry between the Ravens and the Steelers. Greatest sport rivalry ever.
Right.
Ever. There's none greater. It ain't the same today, but it's pretty good. But it ain't
brutal.
Like it was in the early 2000s and the 90s. What?
It was brutal.
It was crazy. Mm-hmm. Absolutely crazy. Oh, my God. So one of the reasons, we're going to talk about some love in a second, but one of the reasons I really... like Tomlin, I like the organization of the Pittsburgh Steelers is, they're religious, okay? The Steelers are religious. The Rooney family, they're great people. They're great for the community. They're great for the world. They're ambassadors. And Tomlin is big. He's big on family. He's big on God. And he's also big on structure and discipline. And what he does is, he used to do this. He don't do it anymore because he's getting older. But he used to go and try to rescue children that was in sex trafficking.
Yeah.
And he would help them with Navy SEALs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So he's really, really a good person. Yeah. Somebody I can tip my hat to. He really
is. Exactly. That's honorable.
It is very honorable.
Yes. So I have a bone to pick. I love y'all Steelers fans. We are dynamic.
Yes.
And we travel well.
Travel well.
Do we not?
Steelers.
But listen. Russ. Okay, he is doing what he has to do.
Yeah, Russ is
bust
balling right now.
But y'all was booing him.
Yeah, y'all was tripping.
Listen, just hold on and give the man a chance. And he did what he said he was going to do. And what we all knew he could do, right?
Right, exactly.
Right? Because I'm really confused about why they're acting like they're so surprised.
Right. He's in the top 10 statistically, okay, in quarterbacks since he's been in the league. Okay? He should have been a 2-time Super Bowl winner. He should have been an MVP multiple times. They played him in Seattle. They also played him in Denver, and I was in Pittsburgh, and I feel like it's the Cinderella story.
Yeah.
I feel like it's like we're a Sweet 16 team, and we're going to go all the way because the story's backing everything that we're trying to do. And it's just an amazing, magical story. Mm-hmm. And watch the Steelers. We're going to make a deep run in the playoffs. We're going to go to the AFC Championship game. And we may just go Super Bowl win it all.
That would never be awesome.
It will be awesome. Because his story and how they played him, it's pretty awesome. And he's gonna come out on top. Plus, he's a Christian.
We look good right now.
Yeah, we do.
Because during the rough years over the last 10 years or so, I would get so frustrated that we couldn't convert on third down. I would be screaming at the TV, right? We couldn't put points on the board like Tom Brady and the rest of the other teams. And I was what's wrong with us? What's wrong? What's wrong? What's wrong? Why?
You want him?
Yes.
Listen. I respect Tom Brady, though.
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah, he's a good
one. You know, it's like, now he was kicking our minds.
Yeah, he had our number.
But I just like how we look right now.
But I got his number right now, and I'm going to call him Tom Brady up. I'm going to call him up. Doing no prank. Go ahead. Go ahead.
We look good.
Yeah, we do look good. You look good. We look good. we look good. We look good as a team, and I like where we are. I like where we're headed. Yeah. And I like how football is so special. All sports are special, but football is real special because it brings people together.
It does.
It brought us closer.
It did. You know,
and it caused us to have something to give to our kids, you know? And we could all buy jerseys and we all get terrible ties and we're all waving them, watching the big screen TV. Mm-hmm. But the one thing, we've never been to a game. We get the NFL Sunday ticket. No. We get all that stuff. But we've never been to a game at all. Mm-mm. Never. So is there anyone out there who want to give us tickets? Okay? It's seven of us. But and who want to give us tickets?
Not seven. All we need is tickets.
It's seven. Kids want to go too. It's seven of us.
But you know what I love about the kids? It's not like they're like, oh, I just, you know, I appreciate that you brought me in. And but it was gentle.
Right.
And it was sneaky in a way. And you just loved them. Mm-hmm. The Steelers all by yourself.
Right.
And they just watched. And they're like, he's showing so much energy into this. Let me check it out. Mm-hmm. Right. The girls, the boys, it doesn't matter. Yeah. They are diehard.
Right.
It's not like a pretend, oh, just because.
Right.
You know? So. Females, their husbands, I don't know how it's going to be because they are serious.
So here's the question. Could you have a different team as a husband or a wife when you get married? And could you convert?
Would you convert?
Yeah, could you convert to your husband team or your wife's team?
And maybe he doesn't want you to. Maybe he likes the rivalry in the house, but it's healthy.
Right, it's healthy. Yeah. As long as it's healthy, it's good. But could you and would you convert? Because when you go places,
our daughter's taking her
listen. When you go places and y'all have matching clothes on because y'all on the same team, that's one mindset. You know what I mean? Yeah. Listen, it's deep. It's one mindset, and you guys are stronger together. You're stronger together, and you look better. Your kids all confused because you got this person got a Browns jersey on, this person got a Ravens jersey on, Bengals jersey.
I'm like, come on. Bengals.
I'm like, come on. Everybody needs to be coordinated. And you know how it was with Boomerang? We got to coordinate. Everybody has to coordinate.
Mushrooms
everywhere.
Yes. You do.
Got to coordinate.
I appreciate that. You. It's a tie that binds.
It is. Absolutely.
And I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
And I'm excited about the season.
Yes.
You know, and I mean, I rock with them during the rough times. But I'm really excited.
Super Bowl of Bus.
Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
What you got to say?
Well, I think that some people can get overboard. You know, they could go overboard. You know, and I want to talk about marriage real quick and how you shouldn't allow sports to take you over. Okay, you shouldn't allow it to take you overboard to the point where you're mad at your husband, you're not speaking to your wife, your kids got on your nerves, you're just extra angry because you lost.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to do that. We want to maintain the proper etiquette in winning and in law and in losing.
Yeah, I think that I don't mean to cut you off. I think that there's one element that plays into this, and that is if you're betting, and it brings a level of fear.
Right.
Because you're like, I just lost a lot. So there's anger, you know, when you lose. It's not just, you're already upset that your team lost.
Yeah.
But then you add the monetary value, you know, and it could be problematic for the marriage.
Right.
The other thing is, I was telling you about the husbands that before the season started, wrote their wives notes, and the wives, some of them, most of them that I saw were okay with it, saying that they are not, they're going to put a pause on date night. I'm trying to keep a straight face with this foolishness. And until the season's over.
Right.
You know what I say to those men? I hope. I don't think they're Steelers fans. They were none that I saw.
A Steelers fan wouldn't do that.
No, they would never.
They wouldn't do that.
So I hope you have the shortest season ever saying that to your wife. No date nights.
Right.
Wrote her a letter and just explain, you know, how emotional it is, blah, 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 blah. And they were okay with it. And they said, you know, just let me be Sunday, whatever. It's like, one, are you even thinking of attending church?
Right.
Two, you know, two, right. Like, seriously, no date nights. There's other nights of the week.
Right.
You know, but they're saying because of the emotional rebound. It's like, if you could cry over football, they say there's no crying in football. But if you could cry over it as a man,
listen,
tears can fall, then you could cry over things in your relationship.
It's true.
That means your tear ducts work.
It's true. My son, when he was 10, we lost in the AFC Championship game to the New England Patriots not by a lot. It was a close game. We lost because Tom Brady's Tom Brady. Mm-hmm. He's Megatron. Well, he's the real Megatron. And this dude was like, we lost. I said, yeah, we lost, buddy. It's okay. We'll get him next year. We won't. We won't get him next year. I said, we will, because next year's going to come around. I said, it's all goodness. Right. It's not all right. I can't take it. I can't. I said, come here. Don't run away. Come here. So I held him. He was like, no, it's not good. It's not good. It's not good. I said, dude, it's all right. I said, we'll get him next year. I said, you need a minute? He said, just a minute. I said, okay. He was upset for like 3 days.
Oh, my goodness.
For like 3 days. Three days. I said, all right, buddy. I understand.
Yeah, the emotions run high.
Right then, I knew he became a football fan.
Mm.
A real one.
Yeah.
Because it got to his emotion.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't allow your emotion, whatever team you have.
Right.
Okay? Or whatever sport it is, you can't allow it to cause conflict in your marriage.
Right.
Or in your relationship. You do want to get married, right?
Right.
You know? You do want to stay married, right?
Right.
Get married, stay married.
Football
yeah.
Over
yeah.
Marriage?
Listen, sports
no,
will do
together.
It to you.
Really?
It will do it. Yes, it will. Listen, I've seen people break up over the dumbest things. And breaking up over sports is really stupid. But I've seen people go into heated, and I mean heated arguments.
What?
Yes. All because of the emotion that comes with sports and football
yes.
and basketball and baseball.
Yeah.
It's really tough.
You have to separate the two.
Really tough.
You do. Really, because at the end of the day, you have to step back and say, listen.
Right.
It's just a game.
It's just a game. But we don't talk about it enough. People don't talk about this aspect of sports enough, because in America, we love sports. It's what we do. We love sports.
It's true.
But we can't love it more than we love our marriage. And we can't love it more than
we
love
God
above all things. Because it can't be your religion. It could just be your pastime.
Yeah.
That's all it should be.
That's the best.
That's all
God,
it should be.
Love, meaning marriage, and football.
Everything
and it's funny because, listen, I remember you were working at ESPN. And the phone kept ringing. And I was trying to put our son, that you were
mm-hmm.
talking about, to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, my gosh, she's disturbing me.
Right.
I feel so bad about this to this day. So, backstory, Chris Berman's mom's birthday is the same as our son's,
right?
And he was calling me because he was about to say happy birthday to his mom and our son mm-hmm. on air.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, he's calling me.
I got him to
He's calling me. He's calling me. I feel so bad, y'all.
Right.
Like, I feel so bad.
Anybody can find that tape. You ran to find it.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I feel so bad. He's like, gee, that's why I was calling him. Like, but mm-hmm. I was trying to put him to sleep. Yeah, so I feel bad.
Cool.
Mom guilt yeah. to the grave with that one.
It's all good. Mm-hmm. It is all good. Well, this was a great episode.
It was.
It really, really was.
Yeah.
It's a great episode.
So priorities.
Yes.
Yeah,
definitely
this is,
priorities.
This is good. I love this.
Yes.
You know, we have so much. We knew someone that lived in Pittsburgh, so we don't have our terrible towels here. It doesn't mean we don't own them.
Right.
They would bring us, like, official stuff.
Yes,
and so
I got
we
tons of official
it.
Equipment.
Yeah, we appreciate that. But remember, we've never been to a game. That would
no,
be, that
never
would
been
be,
to a game.
For us, that would be the ultimate date.
Right.
So
it would be.
If
now that's romantic.
Yeah. For us, that would be awesome. Right. But it still has its place in our marriage.
Right.
And what you brought out was just an excellent point. And I think that that's something that needs to be talked about more.
Yes.
And so here we are talking about it. Listen, don't put your wife to the back burner during football season. If you can incorporate her, and if she says, well, I don't understand, that's why I shared that story, because I was like, you want to watch this by myself? Like, I really don't get it. But now I understand
it.
And when you understand it, you gotta love it.
Yes, like, that's great.
You have to.
That's great.
So.
That's great. My daughters are diehard. They'd be like, we come on to it? I'd be like, yeah, we come on to it. Like, what channel? Mm-hmm. I'd be like, Sunday Night Football. They'd be like, oh. I'm about to watch that. I'm like, all right, cool. Because it's great. Now, before we go, I'm going to tell you this one story. My mother-in-law is a diehard Patriot fan, okay? The Patriots suck right now, by the way, which makes me happy, right? But at the same time, because we lost so much to them, but at the same time.
It's our time now.
Yes, this woman had the audacity to come over after a game that we played against them, or the AFC Championship game, or a playoff game, and they would whoop us in the game, and she would come over and be like, what happened, Randall? What happened, Randall? And I'll be so angry. Yes. But I never, ever let that cause me to kick her out. Even though I wanted to. I never did it. Because I love my mother-in-law. I love my mother-in-law.
Yeah, we don't play with the rubbing in. Well, actually, now we are in a different place. We really are. We're still fans, but we are in a different place. But when our younger years, it was, emotions were high.
It was.
You used to beat your chest like a silverback
gorilla. Like a silverback idiot.
Okay.
Still got a mark to his day.
I'm screaming and, you know, it was intense. So when we lost, it was hard.
Yeah, it was very
it
hard.
It was hard.
And my mother would call sometimes, we would watch it again. She'd be like, oh, didn't that person die? Like, my starting quarterback, what you mean he died? Stop doing that. He's alive. He's well. He's playing. No, I heard that he died in the Inquirer. And the Inquirer, really? Really? The Inquirer? Really? Stop. Stop. Stop.
Third party.
We
they
need
like
him.
To rub salt in the wound.
Yes.
All right, y'all. Well, I don't really know when we're going to be back on camera again, because the truth be told, we're writers and we really don't like being on camera.
Right.
But I figured with the Steelers episode, we needed to be on camera.
We'll do it twice a month. Okay. We'll do it twice a month.
I mean, I'm going to hold you to it. We'll
see.
We'll
do it twice a month. Okay. But
let us know. Email us. It's like, well, I want to see y'all faces.
Right.
I like it, you know, or we could just rock in with the audio.
Right. No, we're going to do both.
Okay.
Because I like to be on camera.
Okay.
It's fun. Right. So plus, listen. My brother-in-law, he's now a Steeler fan.
He has been converted.
Yes, he used to
Who
be an Atlanta fan.
Can we convert out there?
He used to be an Atlanta fan.
You know you want to be a Steelers fan. Yeah.
Atlanta ain't doing that. Wasn't doing that. No, so no. Now he came to his senses, and now he's a Steeler fan, you know, and I'm glad that you're there. Welcome aboard, LaRonte. Yeah. Woo. Now we got to get one of these, this guy in my church name, Lawrence. He's a Giants fan. We just beat up on them. Mm-mm. And he says, I really like the Steelers. I said, well, come on over. I'm pulling some strings with him, too, you know? Listen, because when you're a Steelers fan, you're just a better person.
Oh, my goodness.
You're just a better person. You just are. You just are. And that's the truth. We love you.
Listen, only the soul conversions count.
I know that.
Yeah.
I know that. I know that.
So
I know
silly.
That. But it's not the same, but it's close.
It's close. We are out. Take care.
Peace, y'all. We love you. God bless.
We love you. God bless. Love.